Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Happy New Year. This is the first Leaders of Faith show that I'm putting out for the year 2017. I pray that everyone is blessed and highly favored and that the Lord shines his face upon everyone and have a great year. We're going to enjoy 2017. This is going to be the year like no other, and we're going to do everything possible for the Lord. Amen. So I want to share with you how our God, our Lord and Savior, hears our cries. My topic is He hears our cries. Now let's look at Mark 10, 46 through 48. And it reads, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord. You see, they tried to shut Bartimaeus up, but he cried out with a loud voice even more. He desired to be blessed, just like Jacob told the angel of the Lord, I won't let go until you bless me, Lord. I believe Bartimaeus said, I won't shut up until you hear me, Lord. He had a desperate cry and was tired of his conditions. Now, are you tired of your conditions? Don't ever let people stop you from your blessing or speaking out loud. He hears our cries. So Bartimaeus spoke to the word, the living word, with a cry, and Jesus called him out, and his faith made him whole. We see this in Mark 10, 49 through 52, and it reads, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith is thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way." Amen. He hears our cries. You see, once the man got healed to see, he kept his eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, how many of us are keeping our eyes fasted on Jesus after he hears our cry and heals us? Folks, don't stay silent. Cry out to the Lord with a loud voice. We know that God hears our cries. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a great day and be blessed. Amen. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed.